T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
ABC transportation correspondent David Curley joining us live as there are new developments in the Ethiopian Airlines crash and the Lion Air crash in Indonesia. David, what have we learned?
Well, it is exactly what Brian just mentioned there, is that the Ethiopian transport minister says there are clear similarities, according to the data that they pulled from the black boxes, between the Ethiopian crash and the Indonesian crash. She didn't provide any evidence, and she didn't say what the similarities are. So experts are kind of scratching their heads as to what is next. Boeing is not commenting on the transport minister's comments. They are pointing us to their software enhancement, their software update that is coming for the MAXs, because we know in the first crash in Lion Air, a new safety system that Boeing put in this aircraft to basically help a pilot if the aircraft starts to stall initiated when it wasn't stalling and the pilots fought it and they didn't shut it off and they crashed the aircraft. If that's a similarity with Ethiopian, that raises a bunch of questions. And the question is whether the software fix is going to be enough or whether there's another issue with this aircraft, 370 of them sitting on the ground around the world.
Yeah, we're learning this information over the weekend, but how long might it take to get down to what exactly the cause was? And then if they determined that was the cause, go about fixing or seeing if they even can fix it?
Yeah, this was unusual yesterday as well, and some experts were scratching their heads. The transport minister said it'd be 30 days before we know anything further. That's a long time to get some of this data. The good news, NTSB says it's working with the Ethiopians on a transcript of the cockpit voice recorder and the data that came from the flight data recorders. I would think that Boeing and the NTSB, who also have the data, have a pretty good sense of what is going on here. But the Ethiopians are in the lead, and so they're the ones who have to say things. There will be pressure for the Ethiopians to move a little bit quicker. Boeing and the FAA say this update, the software update, isn't even going to be ready till probably the end of the month. So you're looking for at least a couple of weeks. Whether it takes 30 days is dependent, I think, on whether there's something else. If it is just this one system, this software, this safety system, it has an acronym, and I'm not going to bore you with the details. But if it was triggered incorrectly in the Ethiopia flight, like it was in the Indonesian flight, then does a software update fix that? The real question is, if that is the similarity, why didn't the Ethiopians shut it off? I mean, we'd heard for weeks and months that this was a problem. And if you're flying a 737 MAX, you know that if this thing starts acting strangely, to shut it off. So, I mean, even though we've got the data, there's still a lot of confusion out there.
Right. How involved is the NTSB?
Well, you know, it was interesting because the boxes were taken to France, to Paris, for the French to extract the data. And the French were a little, you could tell in their tweets, concerned about the way the Ethiopians were going about and what they were asking them to do. I got reassurance from the NTSB yesterday that they are fully engaged as a party to the investigation, which means that they're looking at the data and they're assisting the Ethiopians. This is a very delicate balance, and it happens. We think this is just fact-based, but there are a lot of politics from the manufacturer to the... Don't forget, Ethiopia owns the airline that crashed the aircraft, and they're investigating the crash of their airline and their airplane. So the international folks want to bring them along. The folks that have done this more often are trying to help the Ethiopians who've never had a major crash investigation. So it's kind of an international ballet of sorts.
Is there, or can you see there in the future, being any pressure to return these aircraft into service? Is there something that might spark that? Or do you think that most of the pressure was taking them out, grounding those planes, and now they can kind of take their time?
Well, you could tell over the last couple of weeks, the U.S. airlines were saying, you know, we don't see anything wrong with this plane. We've not had these issues that these other airlines, that Lion Air had, and we don't know really what happened in Ethiopia other than clear similarities, whatever those are. And you're looking at more than 100 flights a day canceled by American and Southwest because they're not able to fly these aircraft. So you're asking about pressure. Yes, those airlines want to get the aircraft back in the air if it is safe. Nobody wants to fly an unsafe aircraft. They're not going to put them back up if the fix is not correct. What we really don't know yet is Lion Air and Ethiopia, what's the similarity? What's the connection? Is it this safety system, and will the software update fix it and make these aircraft airworthy?
And how are U.S. airlines doing without these planes? Are there still a lot of cancellations?
Yeah. American says it's going to be like 85 flights a day for them to cancel. They've had to move planes from certain routes to other routes, and they don't see that changing. Southwest has been able, they have more aircraft. Southwest has 34 of these aircraft. American has 24. Southwest has figured out a way to keep its cancellations in the range of about 30 a day as of last week. I don't know what they can do here in the next week or two. But they're trying to move folks around as best they can. But that's still a lot of flights, you know, canceled because of lack of aircraft, not weather.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible they've been able to do that. But interesting to see where this goes. David, we thank you so much for the update.
My
that's
pleasure.
David Curley joining us with the latest on this crash, the investigation, and where it heads next.